today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Harvey Levin here.
And Jason.
So, Lisa Marie Presley. So, they have conducted an autopsy. They did it on Saturday. It has been deferred, which we fully expected, pending toxicology results, which should take a couple of months. In terms of how she died, look, there's a lot of speculation about this. As we said, she had pretty severe stomach pains the morning she died. That may or may not relate to what ultimately caused her death. I mean, we're hearing different things, but it's deferred for now. There are three issues that loom still: custody, money, and the autopsy. And the autopsy will play itself out. Custody and money. She did not leave a lot of money for for her kids. And ultimately, what happens is there was a trust that Priscilla created and Elvis created, and she basically got full ownership through the trust of her assets when she was 25 years old. And, you know, there are a lot of reports that the money was not handled well. There was a dispute with a business manager. But if you look at the divorce documents that she had with Michael Lockwood, not only did $100 million go away, she's in debt. Now, there are still some big assets, like Graceland.
Well, that's a huge asset.
It's a huge asset, and the question is, what are they going to do with it? Because look, Graceland was bringing in $10 million a year.
To Lisa Marie?
To
the trust.
It's unclear to me whether the $10 million all goes to the trust, but a big chunk of it goes to the trust. It was hit hard, obviously, in the pandemic.
Yeah.
But the money is not what you think. The second thing, which is perhaps more interesting, is custody. That Lisa Marie, that there are two ex-husbands at issue here. One is Michael Lockwood, who is the father, the biological father of the twins, the 14-year-old twins. There is a second ex-husband, Danny Kehoe, who was living with Lisa Marie and the twins. And there was a lot of bad blood between Danny Kehoe and Michael Lockwood.
And just to close the loop, Danny and Lisa Marie, that was her first husband. They have an adult child.
They have an adult child.
Got it. Okay.
And Riley is Danny Kehoe's daughter.
Okay.
But Riley is an adult.
Yeah. Right.
And so the twins, remember, Danny Kehoe and Lisa Marie had Riley and Benjamin. Benjamin tragically committed suicide a few years back.
Right.
But Danny has been living with Lisa Marie and the twins.
So Danny's been living with Lisa Marie and the twins. Apparently there was a custody arrangement. I read you did this weekend that Michael was an active parent in this kid's lives.
He had joint custody and he had 40%. Lisa Marie had 60%. Now, depending on who you talk to, either Michael saw the kids 40% of the time or saw them only occasionally. And it does depend on who you talk to, because there is a lot of bad blood there.
So this is the linchpin of the whole thing, right? Because if Michael, obviously, there's a huge the default in the California law, under all states' laws, is that a biological parent will have first rights to kids when the other
biological parent. It's not even first rights, just automatic rights.
Automatic rights, unless you can establish a reason why that person shouldn't have those rights.
Well, and the only reason is unfitness.
That's right.
Even if the two children, in this case, who are 14, who have a voice in any custody dispute, if the two children say we want to stay instead of with Michael, with Danny, if they did, it would be kind of bizarre for a judge to say we'll do that despite the fact that he's the biological parent. Now, there were a lot of claims actually going both ways in the divorce. So this was an extremely bitter divorce between Lisa Marie and Michael Lockwood that dragged on for years. And there were many, many really tough claims, each leveled against the other. Now, you have to look at the result here, because even after all of the allegations were made, and I'm not going to get into what they are, because the reason I'm not is, number one, they're really
awful, salacious.
They're awful. But apparently the judge didn't believe it. because if the judge did believe it, I don't think the judge would have awarded 40-60 joint custody.
Unsupervised,
full physical and legal. So, you know, it just seems to me that it's going to be tough for Danny or anybody else to wage a case against Michael Lockwood if Michael Lockwood presses on. We are told he absolutely wants full custody of the kids.
And we've seen this in the past, right? It can be very sad for somebody like Danny Keough, who, by all accounts, views himself as a step-parent, a step-parent to these two 14-year-olds. But we've seen this in the past with grandparents and others of a deceased spouse. When the other side, when somebody dies and the other parent gets full custody, they have the rights to exclude from that those kids' lives people who are not don't have those legal rights. It can be very sad, but if there's really this fraught relationship, if Michael Lockwood and Danny Keough hate each other, which is easy to see given how fraught the relationship was between he and Lisa Marie, he could just exclude Danny Keough altogether from these kids' lives in a really meaningful way.
Yeah, now, again, these kids are 14, so that would be kind of difficult. It's interesting you say that because there are a number of states now that have actually created rights for grandparents for that very reason.
Yeah.
There is not such a law that would entitle a step-parent to do something like this.
Correct. And he's not even really a step-parent, right? He had whatever relationship he had with Lisa Marie, but he's the ex-husband.
But even if he were a step-parent.
Even if he were, it would be more difficult, right?
Well, not. It's like there's no legal standing.
Right.
So, look, I mean, this is a, you know, the tragedy of this is just unbelievable when you look at her life that, you know, her not only did her dad die, she saw her dad dead in the bathroom when she was 9 years old.
Yeah.
She was at Graceland when he died, even though Elvis was divorced from Priscilla. They went back and forth, and she was there. She's had, you know, relationships that, like, you know, with Michael Jackson, marrying Michael Jackson, Nicolas Cage, that kind of blew up. She's had substance abuse issues. She had a horrible, unspeakable tragedy with Benjamin that just ruined her. I mean, she
obviously
was
obviously a terrible divorce from Michael as well.
She was just destroyed with Benjamin. Benjamin, yeah. Benjamin, I was told over the weekend they had dinner every single night together.
Wow.
I mean, this was not, here's my kid, he's on his own now. They were really, really close.
He was what, close. His 20s when he died?
Yeah. I mean, it's just awful. So, you know, this is just, you know, it's one of those cases where you see a celebrity and fame, and at least on the surface, money, and you think, wow, they have it all. It's not all, and it's not all of what people think it's cracked up to be. And, you know, celebrities have the same lives as everybody else, and they have problems, and they have family issues, and they have their own personal demons. And it's just a really sad story. This is just a really, really sad story.
Yeah.
Okay, we are going to move on to Britney Spears. So over the weekend, we did a story on the website that she went to a restaurant with her husband, Sam Asghari. And when she went there, it was in Woodland Hills, there were eyewitnesses in this restaurant who say that a couple of people, maybe even more than a couple, pulled out cell phones when she walked in and they started shooting her, even aggressively, and it pissed her off. So what the eyewitnesses are saying is she started talking gibberish. And it wasn't English. You know, she, back in the day, was talking in an English accent. This wasn't any language. It was just gibberish. And they say Sam just got really fed up and just stormed out.
Could you tell, because I couldn't determine whether he was fed up with Britney or with the inundation of cameras and fans?
Well, he says, they have come out and they've said, no, that didn't happen. It wasn't the way you think. It was, you know, Sam says he just walked out to the car.
Right. But he left her behind.
He left her behind.
And she still had a menu in her hand.
Yeah,
no. We know what happened. And then she starts engaging in this weird way with the very people who were filming her all along. And speaking from what you could tell in the video, in that same sort of gibberish, you couldn't understand what she was saying.
Right.
It can't help but cause some concern, right?
I have talked to some people over the weekend who have said there is concern.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, everybody wants the best for her. I mean, I think there's no animus I haven't heard, you know, it's funny
because
no animus around Britney. It's, you know, is she okay, is she not okay is really the issue. And look, there are issues that she's had, obviously, that put her in a conservatorship, and she seemed okay enough to take her out of one, but that was contingent. I mean, not necessarily contingent, but there was an assumption that she would continue on with her regimes, with medicine and therapy and everything else. And we don't know, but there is concern.
Can't we get to a point where we can acknowledge two things? Number one, that Jamie was not a great conservator, that he, at least for her, and she made some serious allegations about his conduct, which may or may not be true. He denies it all, but whatever, that it wasn't a good relationship, and it was good that that aspect of the conservatorship ended. Maybe she still needs somebody to watch over her who's not just her husband. It's not the first time, right? We've seen some really bizarre behavior. She came out after this and said that, I know the news is all hyped about me being a little drunk at a restaurant. The full denial about what was happening there. This was not somebody a little bit drunk. This was somebody, from what you can tell from the video and the stories that come out, that was, you know, again, the speaking gibberish. I've been a little drunk a lot of times. I don't think I've ever spoken gibberish. Maybe a lot of drunk, but that doesn't seem to be what's happening here either.
Here's the issue, too, that nobody would dare try and reestablish anything like a conservatorship because politically you just can't do it right now, especially with her.
Yep.
So, you know, hopefully there's going to be a support system around her because the reality is to establish one again, just who's going to do that?
Right. It's not going to happen.
Who's going to do that? What judge is going to say, okay?
Right.
You know? Judges are elected.
Unless we get to a point, right, where she is, where they believed once upon a time that she was a danger to herself. But we don't seem to be there.
I get it. But what I'm saying is, you know the way
the
world works. Judges are elected in California.
Yeah.
And there will be a movement, if any judge approves it, a movement to oust the judge.
Yeah. And in the first
there are some judges that will say, I don't care about elections. I care about the law.
Sure.
And some will do it and some won't. And we know that.
But the first,
I'm not saying she should have a conservatorship right now. I'm just saying the reality is, I don't think it's ever going to happen again. I just don't.
I think that's right. But you'd also have to have some. Who's the family members? You know.
Yeah. Who is the family member? Because the family.
Jamie's sure not going to do it. He has Jamie no credibility.
Never,
right.
Jamie would never. Well, but remember, Jamie also saved her life at the beginning.
Right.
And it did work for a while.
Yeah.
It just didn't work.
And in
work.
Fact, she came out a couple weeks ago and sort of made a bit of a what you could interpret to be a peace offering where she maybe suggested that she wanted to reconcile with her.
You know
family
the weird thing? There is a connection between Britney and Prince Harry.
Uh-oh. Here
that,
we go.
No, I'll tell you. There really is. And I thought about it just the last day or so. Prince Harry has railed on his family, but then in the next breath will say, I want a reconciliation. I love my brother. I love my father.
Right.
I want to have a relationship with them again. Britney has done the same thing. She said that, you know, railed on her family, and then at times, you know, I love you, and you feel like it goes back.
Well, you know what they're both saying. I want a relationship with my family as long as they accept that relationship on my terms. I don't want the relationship on their terms. I don't want to meet them halfway. Prince Harry's saying, if my family will just accept me for who I am, allow me to live my life in California with my wife, and give me my royal titles back, and leave me alone in the press, and don't worry when I talk about them in the press, then I want a relationship with my family.
And defend me when they go after
me. And defend me when they go after me and never say anything bad about me, but despite the fact I say bad things about you, then I want a relationship with my family. Britney's sort of saying the same thing, although you have this overlay of this mental illness that really complicates it tremendously.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, again, well, you know what? I'm not going to get into Prince Harry, but I do want to say one thing. I was thinking one thing over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, there are some serious allegations that he made that really need to be taken seriously. And then you get into the brother stuff, and it's like, he pushed me, he screamed at me.
He broke my necklace.
Dude, it's like, this happens in every family.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's talking about, you know, the heartbreak that he feels for William's second kid because he's the spare.
Yeah.
That's not, what kind of a cross is that to bear? I get that you're not going to be king, but what's the difference between that and you've got four kids in a family and one of them takes over the family business when the dad dies?
for Harry to complain about his life. I mean, I get it. It may not have been all perfect, and his mother died early, which is an unimaginable tragedy.
Again, that's you can understand the grief and the trauma and everything 100%.
Else. 100%. But for him to complain about it, while nevertheless taking his tens of millions to California and starting to make movies because of who he is and because of the money he took, the whole thing drives me insane.
I get it. Okay. We will, follow this on the website, obviously, with Lisa Marie, because there are a lot of twists and turns in this. We will see you tomorrow. Bye.